You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you joined us for today's episode because our guest is amazing. His name is Frank Agin, and he is the president of AmSpirit Business Connections, which empowers entrepreneurs, sales representatives, and professionals to become successful and gain more referrals through networking. He also shares information and insights on professional relationships, business networking and best practices for generating referrals on his Networking RX podcast and through various professional programs. Finally, Frank is the author of several books, including Foundational Networking, Creating Know, Like, and Trust for a Lifetime of Extraordinary Success, and The Three Reasons You Don't Get Referrals. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you.
I love that title, Three Reasons You Don't Get Referrals. That's what we're going to talk about today, right?
Yeah. Well, there are only three reasons. It's just there are three reasons. So I talked to, I have an organization. I've had thousands of members I haven't talked to them all. But a lot of people come to me and they talk about, well, I'm not getting referrals. You know, and for the most part, small business people like us, we network because we want to get referrals or maybe introductions that lead to referrals, leads to business. And in talking to them, it's always just one of those three reasons. So
I love that. So before we get into that, talk a little bit about what do we mean by networking and why is that important for business owners?
Well, networking is really just it's not computer networking. It's really the verb that drives relationships, building relationships, connecting with other people. You don't do anything alone. And in business, certainly in the small business realm, we need to have people that we can rely on, certainly for referrals, but for information. I mean, you've got a podcast. Somewhere along the way, somebody taught you things about your podcast. I mean, that was my story. And I learn all the time, you know, about I should do this, I should do that, that's neat, I should do that. Like you do a test check. I'm like, oh, I've never really thought about that. I've just kind of sweated bullets, like, you know.
Because I've done it and done an entire podcast that did not work.
And that's embarrassing, yeah. So we network to get information. Or I should say, we have people in our lives who help us in all those ways and introducing us to people. And, you know, sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's professional. But we don't do anything alone and just having people around us. And so to build those people around us is really kind of this term networking. And it does get a bad rap. But if people really stop and think about it, if you have a spouse, where'd you meet your spouse? It's probably somebody introduced you. You know, if you got a babysitter, how'd you find the babysitter? Somebody in the neighborhood recommended them, or maybe it's somebody through church or the kids' school. So we are networking all the time. And so it's really important for success.
Yeah, that's really true. I like what you said, that sometimes people think about networking and have a connotation around it, yet everyone is networking all the time. Like, I just saw a movie. Was it good? Yes, you should see it, or no, you shouldn't. Like anything, good restaurants, everything that we do when we're communicating with other people, we are networking. Yeah. And when we're talking about doing it for our business, sometimes we put on like a different hat and look at it differently. And it's all the same thing. Yeah. We just imbue it with some kind of connotation that sometimes puts pressure on us as business owners, right? Because networking is, and let's just break it down a little bit what we mean when we say everything is networking, all the communication that you do.
Yeah.
And through your business, when you're networking, that might mean that you're going to an organized meeting with other people, other business owners, other professionals, and you are exchanging information. You are building a sales force, you're educating people, you're telling them about what you do. And the ultimate thing from those networking organizations is getting referrals. And so tell us, Frank, what is a referral?
Well, referrals is the best form of business. Referral is really just somebody talking about you when you're not there and saying, you know what, the perfect person to help you is Sharon. She's the person. I know her. I like her. I trust her. And from what you've said, I really think that she could be the person to help you. And in that moment, you could be sleeping. You could be on vacation. You could be working with another client. And so these referrals, these people talking, saying great things about us when we're not there, are kind of working in the background for us. And so that's, you know, really what a referral is.
And talk about the power of referrals and what that does for you, for like a third party to be saying that you are the person that they should be working with.
Yeah, well, usually what's happened when somebody's given you a referral is they've sort of vetted the person they're going to refer to you, and they know that, okay, they need life insurance or whatever it might be. Well, I used to be an attorney. My clients would come to me and say, hey, Frank, we're looking for an accountant. Okay, great. You know, here's somebody that I think would work well with you. You know, and they're just, the accountant at that point doesn't really need to do anything. I mean, well, they do. I mean, they need to show up and be on time and all the things you kind of take for granted. And they, you know, and they need to certainly have a price that's in the ballpark, but they're not having to try and sell themselves to the person on the notion of, well, the person already knows they need accounting or tax work. Mm-hmm. The accountant's not having to sell themselves on, hey, I'm the one, because it's like, well, Frank told us you were the person, so we're going with it. In fact, Sharon, a lot of times when I was practicing law, and less so now, but when you're a professional like that, you want to give three names, right? It just kind of protects yourself. I got to turn my email off. Shame on me. See, we don't need to edit this out. So anyhow,
when we make mistakes. It makes it human, right? We
yeah,
all do stuff. I accidentally turned off my mic on a podcast one time.
Yeah. I would give clients three names, and they would be like, because I'm trying to be, here's three names, protect myself and give them options. Oh, well, who should I call? Well, I gave you three names. I know, but which of the three should I call? I don't want to tell you, right? You know, because I don't want to commit to it. Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, I don't want to waste my time. I trust you. Just tell me who to call. I would just put my hand down on the sheet of paper and say, yeah, I can't tell you, and just, you know, point to the one, right? I can't tell you,
Yeah. So whenever we're getting referrals, there's kind of two ways to get referrals. One would be through a professional association where you know, like, and trust this person. You've interacted with them. You have a relationship with them. And the other way would be through your actual clients and people who have worked with you directly. So they can say, in addition to, hey, you know, you should use them, I've used them and I was happy as well. So most of the time when you're networking, you're probably going to get the first kind of referral, unless those people have also worked with you. And sometimes that happens too, whenever you're in these professional networking situations. And I think it's important to talk about, when you go to these networking opportunities, I call them business card ninjas. Don't be a business card ninja. They walk up, here's my card, do business with me. Here's my card, do business with me. Here's my card, do business with me. You're going to the networking opportunities with the view of I'm building relationships and I'm going to get referrals and I'm going to build my network, as opposed to I'm going to get a sale today. Yes, you might get the sale. However, the other thing that you will get, and the longer lasting, more impactful sometimes connection, would be that referral, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love the term networking ninjas, business card ninjas. And I think that's a big reason why people don't go to networking events, networking opportunities, as you put it, because they don't want to feel, they don't want to do that. They don't want to feel the rejection. They feel like that's the way to do it. And in reality, and it may sound counterintuitive, that is the absolute wrong way to do it. You're on LinkedIn. I've never seen your LinkedIn, but I'm willing to bet that you get people just pitching you right out of nowhere.
Absolutely. Yep.
Out of nowhere and pitching you on things that you don't need. And they're trying to convince you that you need them. But what I always try to, if I can get someone's attention, and sometimes you can, a lot of times you can't, if I get somebody's attention, what I try to explain to them is, listen, if you want to pitch me, go for it, right? Go for it. The answer is probably going to be no, because I've got a good handle on what it is I need. But if you just have a relationship with me and just learn about me, and let me learn about you, I still might not buy from you, but in that process, I'm going to learn about you, and I'm going to be more likely than to refer you to somebody else. And a lot of times people don't see that. They feel like, okay, I've got to close this business here and now. It's interesting you talk about how really everything is networking, right? I mean, I'm married, you're married, and there was an element of networking to me meeting my wife. It probably was with you meeting your husband, right? I mean, it's just, you know. And when people come to me, when I work with people regarding networking, and they're just think, okay, I just need to go to the event and I need to close the deal. I bring it back to their personal lives and how, you know, did you do that when you met your wife? Well, no, we dated for a few years. And it's like, well, that's how business works too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this courtship. Sometimes it happens quicker. Sometimes it, you know, but it never happens at the event, right? You never walk into the bar, hey, will you marry me? You know, it's not going to work. And if it does, watch out, because you probably got the wrong person.
Yeah. And then after you meet someone at a networking event, a lot of the ones that I attend, they recommend that you do one-on-ones. That means you get together one-on-one with another business owner, another professional, and find out about what the other person does. And in so doing that, it will increase your ability to tell people about them. And when somebody says, hey, I need a plumber, you say, I just have the perfect plumber for you. I've met them, I trust them. So that's a really powerful place. However, sometimes people will go into these meetings with the view of this is a pitch meeting. Can you talk about that sort of situation?
Yeah. I mean, well, the first thing I'll say, there are people out there who don't like to go to events, and I think that's fine. You could start with the one-on-ones. You can just literally reach out to people and say, hey, Sharon, you know what? You know, I see we're both kind of in the local area, or you and I did a one-on-one before we set all this up. I mean, it was just, hey, let's have a conversation. You weren't pitching me. I wasn't pitching you. And we weren't at a networking event. So you can start out with the one-on-ones if you are, if you're uncomfortable with the networking events. That's still networking in my book.
Yeah.
But I don't think at any point you should be pitching. And I think the benefit of networking is that you're getting your name out there and you're getting out in the minds of other people what it is you do, that they're going to be sending you people, again, where it's a referral, where you're not having to sell yourself on anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people are trying to, you should buy these leads. There's a lot of that going on. Right. AI consulting, a lot of that going on. Well, I don't need that. But if somebody's coming to me, you know, if I say to you, well, this is what I'm looking for. I'm working on a book. I need some help laying it out. Mm-hmm. Right. When you send me somebody who does that sort of work, graphic designer, that graphic designer is not having to pitch me. I've right. expressed a need. And that's really the power of networking is that it allows us to get people that we know who know, like, and trust us to put us in front of people who really need what we want. The only thing we need to convince that person that we're ultimately going to sell to, because they already want what we have at that point, right. is that the price is right. The deliverables are right. The price is right. And I'm going to be able to get the job done in the appropriate amount of time.
Right.
And that's really the benefit of networking. So when you're doing the one-on-ones, you should never feel like, okay, I've got to put this pitch in, never ask the leading questions. It's a turnoff. And I think that's the quickest way to really lose out on lots of other opportunities. Stop looking at the person across from you as, okay, there's my client. The person across from you is somebody that you should be helping. And if you're helping them, they're going to be helping you somehow. It might involve them being a client, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Yes. Cause I've sat in so many, I thought they were like, collaborative meetings, and they bring out their whole pitch deck and start turning pages. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Where's my wallet? Where's hang on to my wallet here.
And it's funny. I actually recently had a call with someone, and I was under the impression they were interested in doing business with me. And by the end of the call, I realized that that was not their intent in making the connection with me. So I try to, when I'm making appointments with people, and obviously not always successfully, be really clear about, I'm making this appointment because I have a need, and I'm looking at you to fill that need. And hey, I want to get to know you better because I want to include you in my, sphere of influence, and I want to be able to recommend people to you, find out more about what you do. So it happens even whenever you've been networking as long as I have.
Yeah. Well, and it's too bad that you have to kind of set those parameters, right? It's, but you do, but there are a lot of good networking partners out there. And the people who don't get it, they eventually just go get a job because it's just, it's not going to work for them. It just doesn't, but I need a sale by the end of the week. It's like, well, that's, the universe doesn't bend to your whims. The universe and the notion of relationships, it just is what it is. And sometimes it's just going to take a long time to get a client. It just depends what you're selling.
Yeah. So networking is really powerful. And it's not always instantaneous. Sometimes it is. Sometimes you meet just the right person at just the right time. However, there is a bit of, finesse and tactics and technique to doing it so that you are actually getting out of it what you think that you want to get out of it.
Yeah. I always tell people that networking works. It doesn't work always the way you think it that you want it to work, right? So you might go to a networking event and I'm here to get a client. And you don't, but you come away with that tip on that great vacation. Well, networking worked. It didn't work the way you wanted it to work, right?
Right.
Networking works, but it doesn't always work in the timeline you want it to work. So you go to that event hoping to meet somebody. You meet somebody, but it doesn't work out. But 3 years later, they call you and say, I need you now. Well, it worked. It just didn't work how you wanted it to, the timeline you wanted.
Right.
And it works, but it doesn't always work when you think it might work. So you go to that event, nothing happens. Then you're going to the gas station, gassing up. You're standing in line to pay or buy a soda or whatever else, cup of coffee. And the person behind you is a perfect person. I mean, it literally happened to me. I was at the little convenience store near my office, gassing up, and there's a guy behind me. He's like, I'm having a really good day. He bought my coffee. he's had a handyman business. He just, give me your card. Cause I know people who need handymen all the time, and he's gotten into my organization and he gets lots of business. I wasn't there trying to meet somebody. So it just, we never know. So, but networking works. It always works.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that take on this. It's not always the timeline. It's not always the thing that you think that you're going to get. But what I found in my business is I'm putting in the work. If I'm going to networking, if I'm doing all of the things to get the word out that I need to do, it will come, like, I'm putting the energy over here. It kind of comes in the side door, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you get business over here. And it was, you know, it just sort of builds on itself.
Yeah. One of my many, many metaphors, Sharon, I have lots of metaphors. My kids tease me. But I use golf as a metaphor. I don't know if you golf.
I wouldn't call it golfing. I have had a club in my hands and I hit a little white ball.
Okay. All right. You're probably better than I am, but you understand the game of golf, right? And mm-hmm. and so I'll have people will be sent to me. Everybody said, I should talk to you, Frank. I've lost my job. Or people, you know, I just knew in business, people tell me I should, you know, talk to you. And, you know, I'll ask them if they golf or if they understand golf. And most people do. And I say, when you're teeing off from a 400 yard, you know, par four dogleg right, are you saying to yourself, hoping to yourself, you'll drop it in the cup? And people laugh. Oh, no, you never hit, you know, nobody can hit the ball that far and get it in the hole. And I said, well, of course not. The game of golf is not about trying to get the ball in the cup on one shot. It's about sequencing shots together. And that's the same thing with networking. You know, you meet somebody, you and I meet, I'm on your podcast. Somebody might call me as a result of it because they want me on their podcast, or, you know, they're looking for an introduction, and that introduction leads to something else and leads to something else, leads to something else. And the next thing you know, you have a client in front of you. In fact, I have a franchisee down in Pensacola, in my business. And he called me on, I still remember, it was February 8th, 2021. He called me, left me a Facebook message, left me a LinkedIn message. It was a Monday morning, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I heard you've got this franchise opportunity. You know, would love to talk to you about it, which is like, it's like somebody coming to you and just out of nowhere and just wanting to be a great client, right?
Yeah.
And so we're talking and going through the whole intake process and answering all his questions. And I said, okay, John, I got to ask you, how'd you hear about me? And he gave me a name. And I said, I don't know that person. That's really weird. He said, well, they got your name from, gave me another name. I'm like, oh my God, I know that person. I just had him on my podcast, you know? And he was with BNI, which we're a competitor of BNI, which mm-hmm. was really made it kind of odd. But then I started to think about it. It's like, well, I met that BNI person from somebody else I know. And there were, long story short, there were seven steps in this whole sequence, right?
Wow.
Started with a woman that I knew in Dallas, Texas, right? Who connected me with somebody in New Jersey that went here, went there. It was just all over the place. Kind of like my golf game. but ultimately, I got to where I wanted to be, you know? And that's how people need to look at networking is that, you know, it's... Every contact is going to get you one step closer to where you need to be. Sometimes it's only two or three contacts. Sometimes it's, you know, it might be a dozen, you know, a dozen in 20 years. Who knows? But it's just you're kind of building things that ultimately lead to, you know, what you want.
Right. Absolutely. So we've talked about referrals. We've talked about networking. We kind of have defined all of the terms. So why would somebody not be able to get referrals?
The three reasons people don't get referrals. Yeah, that's a whole book on this.
Give us the high level.
Yeah, I will. I won't get into it too much. There are three reasons and only three reasons people don't get referrals. The first reason is they don't have a relationship. Your business card ninja. They don't have a relationship with you. That ninja could be the very best at what they do. The very, very best in the world, right? They could... But you're not going to do business with them because you don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like them. You don't trust them. So you have to have a relationship before somebody's going to do business with you. And that's where the one-on-ones come in. Not just one one-on-one. It may be lots of one-on-ones where you're developing a relationship. The second reason people don't care.
But before you go on, let me just jump in there. And we've used this term a couple of times. So I just want you to define it for you. And it's pretty self-evident. And I would like you to define it as well. What is know, like, and trust?
Well, know, like, and trust, just three words. Know is, and these are not my words. These are kind of academic words. Knowing is just, you know, knowing somebody. You know, an introduction, meeting you. That's just, we just know each other, right?
Right.
And Jeff Klein's the one who was kind of the person who connected us. So that got us to know each other. And then we did a one-on-one, did a Zoom one-on-one. Okay, I like Sharon. Right? I think she's got you know, she's got a lot of insight, you know, and then through that, you have to determine whether you trust somebody. I mean, it's possible to know people and not like them, right? We have people like that in our lives. It's possible to know and like somebody and not trust them. Mm-hmm. I used to be an attorney. There's a lot of people out there I know and like, I really don't trust. I'll have a beer with them. I'm not going into business with them.
Right.
You know, so those are the three things that we have to have.
So. And a lot of times that's something that's built over time.
Yes.
Or it's built because you did business together, or it's built because you had a common situation.
Yes.
And you said earlier about, you know, that's my reputation on the line. So if I refer you and let me put it this way, you refer me and I don't take care of your client, or I do a bad job, or I don't return a phone call or show up on time, that reflects on you.
Yes.
So whenever we're giving referrals, we are giving a piece of our integrity away whenever we're saying, hey, this person's going to do a good job for you. So it is really critical when someone does give you a referral that you are go above and beyond for that person, because it's not just the client in front of you. It's also the person who referred them to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the quickest way to not get referrals. And that gets to the whole notion of trust, reliability, being able to do what you say you're going to do.
Okay. Now that we got all that away,
Number two. Well, it's possible to have a relationship with somebody and not get referrals. And I use my parents as an example. My mom has passed. My dad's 91. But I've never gotten a referral from my parents. Now, I like to think they love me, right? They got me through high school and college and all sorts of wonderful things that mom and dad always do, but I've never gotten a referral from my parents. And I'm not trying to be a victim or anything like that. I have a different relationship with my family. My dad's a professor, or was a professor. He just lived a different world. Right. But I use that to underscore the point that it's possible to have a relationship and not get referrals. So the second reason is the reason my parents didn't give me a referral is I failed to educate them on how to recognize opportunities for me.
Right. That they should just know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest reason why people don't get referrals. I see it in my organization. That's 80% of the time people talk in terms of jargon. They throw a lot of jargon out. They use indefinite pronouns, anyone, somebody, everyone. Those are indefinite pronouns, and the brain can't process those things. They just fire out a litany of things and figures that somebody's going to remember that. So they do all sorts of things to kind of trip themselves up. And what I tell people, well, there's a lot to this, you know, getting recognition. But what I generally tell people is, don't tell me what you do. Okay, I know you're a realtor. Mm-hmm. I get that. That's what you do. If I'm going to refer you, I need to know when you do it, when you swing into action. So if somebody says, well, you know, if you know somebody who's moving mom into a home, you know, she's getting up in age, moving mom into a home, that's a when. Chances are they're going to sell mom's home. Mm-hmm. Or if you know somebody who's living in an apartment, a couple living in an apartment, and they just had a baby, that's a when. And so when we start to educate people on those whens, and it's really getting into this little, what I call 30-second stories, 30-second stories about the clients we help and how we're helping them, that becomes like Velcro in people's minds, right? We hang on to those things. And so if you tell me, if you know somebody moving mom into a home, I may not know somebody in the moment, but 6 months from now, when I have that conversation with somebody who says, oh, geez, we're moving mom into a home, bells go off in my head saying, oh, Mr. or Miss Realtor, this is an opportunity for you. So that's right. The second thing, creating this recognition. You know, we need to help the people recognize opportunities for us. The third reason why people don't get referrals is we haven't necessarily empowered them with the ability to have a conversation outside of our presence, right? So I might recognize an opportunity for somebody. Oh, well, that's a perfect person for Sharon. I don't know what to say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be able to finesse that conversation. Sometimes it's easy, but a lot of times it's not. You know, it could be something that's sensitive, like life insurance, right? You could see somebody, that person needs life insurance. They just had a baby. How do I bring this up? I don't want to offend them. Or the other one is like weight loss things, you know? But you have to be able to, you have to coach the people you're looking for referrals from on, you know, if you see this, this is why it matters. Think of me. But just, well, I'll give you an example. If you know somebody who is, if you know somebody who's got a teen driver, their insurance rates are going through the roof. It's just a fact of life. Mm-hmm. If you have kids, you get it, right?
Right.
Their insurance rates are going through the roof. So if you see your neighbor and find, oh, little Johnny's got his temps or little Johnny's got his license, you know, you're not going to blurt in there and like, oh, you know, you need to call Bob, the insurance agent, which you're probably going to want to do. And this is where the insurance agent will coach you. Just ask, what did having a teen driver do to your insurance rates? It killed us. How about you? Oh, my God, Frank, you would not believe what it did to our insurance. I feel like I need to get a second job. Yeah, we felt the same way. You know, so that's what I call kind of the segue. I've just brought insurance into the conversation. And then the last piece of it is you know, but what we did when it happened to us is we connected with this guy, Bob. And he has access to these different programs with different companies that it didn't take all the pain away, but it really minimized it for us. Can I have Bob give you a call? So that's kind of that third piece of teaching people how to have a conversation with others when we're not there.
That's really great. I actually, when you were talking about how to refer people, I was thinking about, I have actually a document that I send that I can send to people that says, hey, here's what you can say about me to make an introduction or a referral. And I love that you took that a step further, which is, how do you have the conversation? Because that is the sticky point sometimes is, well, yeah, and what do I say? Hey, here, call Bob. Is not as effective as saying, hey, when we went through this, our insurance went up. I really love that. And it has the whole system, which is, you know, introducing it, making it conversational and comfortable, and then saying, here's Bob, and now how can we connect you? And it wasn't just, hey, call Bob, but let me take it the next step and actually make that introduction for you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a finesse to it. But it's really that middle thing. And I think part of it is we all just think that I was an attorney. Everybody knows what attorneys do. Why do I even have to say it? I'm an attorney. Send me your client. You know, send me people who need attorneys. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't get in any referrals. But once I started saying, you know, if you know somebody who's renting, going to be leasing commercial property, there's, you know, that's a when people mm-hmm. would, oh my gosh, I didn't think of that. You know, of course you don't, because you didn't go to law school. You shouldn't be thinking of, I should be educating you.
Right. It's really important to educate your referral partners so that they know what to say, what to look for, and what to say, and what, and how to do that the whole way through. I really like that, that system.
Thank you.
Very powerful. Was that the third one? Did we get to three?
Yeah, we got to three. The third,
yay!
The first, yeah. Have a relationship, educate people on how to recognize opportunities. And then the third thing is empower them with language so they can talk about you in your absence.
And I think that third piece might be the piece that people most often miss.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the relationship's in the heart, right? I really like Sharon. I really want to help her. The recognition's in the head. Okay, I see opportunities. Okay, I get it. But it dies there unless I have the ability to say, you know what? I think I have somebody who could really help you. You know, I'd like to arrange a meeting with you and Sharon. You know, and this is why I see this working out. You've said this, and we've had coffee a couple times, and she's told me this, this, and this, and I think there's something there. I mean, I always kind of couch it in those soft terms. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't seem salesy, like you got a user, you know, it's
right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You know,
and then you have different personality styles. Like I want to refer everybody to everyone, cause I think they're so great. And then you have people that are very slow to gain that know, like, and trust. They want to make sure that they you know really are solid. You are who you say you are. So sometimes even if you know you have all those pieces in place, it might take a little bit longer just because that's the way that personality style is or that communicator. They want to take a little bit more time and be a little more circumspect about things. And then you have people that are just really shy. And that's hard. So giving them the actual tools that we talked about today can actually help almost eliminate all of those things that make you hesitate based on, you know, well, that's not my style. You could find a way to make your style work with these steps.
Yeah. Well, and that's the beauty of one-on-ones is you can really, you know, you can really dial into these things. I'm going to really understand. You already know, like a trusted person, I would really want to understand what I'm looking for. Tell me a story about a client you're working with. Don't give me general terms. Really talk about this client. Or, hey, here's a client I have. How do you see yourself fitting into this? Okay, now I see the opportunity. Now what do I say to my client, right? And that's where the one-on-ones become really powerful.
Yeah, and stories are really important because what stories sell, right?
Yeah.
And actually, people remember stories more than you coming in and giving a list of everything that you do every time that you encounter them. You say the same list. If you say, like, it happened to me one time. I've been networking with this guy for, I don't know, had to be 9 years. And one day I came in and told a story about a woman who came in with, you know, this it was slides. She came in with slides and I told this little story. And at the end of the meeting, he came up to me, goes, I didn't know you did that. I'm like, I have been saying it for years, but hearing it through a story hits different and helps people remember differently.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. The story, part of it is, I have kids. You have kids?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever told your kids something and they don't listen? Right. I mean, it's part of, well, what my point is this grown ass man, pardon my expression, is just a kid. He's not listening. Right.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it's not till the, you know, you, yeah, I believe. And I hear this all the time. I say it all the time. Nobody hears, you know, they don't like me. It's like, no, they're just not listening. They're like little kids. You know, they're worried about, oh, geez, I need to do this. I need to buy toilet paper or whatever. And so it's just, you have to hit them in the right moment. And that's where kind of repetition comes in. Again, it gets back to relationships and, you know, we're going to do another one-on-one and let's just keep digging away at this. And, you know, eventually it works out.
Yeah. Yeah. So this has been a really powerful conversation. And I love that you have opened it up to it's not that networking is everywhere and you can have these relationships and there are structures that are in place that can help you as well. So I really appreciate you coming today, Frank, and talking to us about networking and referrals and how to make that better and actually how to use that ability, that marketing ability that you have in your business, where the price that you pay most of the time is your time. There are some groups where you pay money to join as well, and it's a lower cost than say buying ads on, you know, print ads or Facebook
Right.
ads or Google ads or anything like that. So it's a little lower dollar buy-in for the most part, how to actually. You know, because I think there are a lot of people that maybe go to these things and they're just, it didn't work. It's because you didn't have the right strategy going in.
Yeah.
So thank you for giving us really powerful strategies and tools today and helping us up our networking game so that we can get better referrals and we can better refer people that we know, like, and trust.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity of being on here, getting to know you better. And I'm going to get you on my podcast. We're going to make that happen. So this is going to continue on.
Awesome. And you do have a gift for our listeners today. Can you tell us a little bit about this? I'm very excited.
Yeah. I wrote a book. I've written a number of books, but one of the books I wrote is called The Giving Journal. And it was just kind of my own self-discovery of how I became hyper-focused on helping other people. So I put it in a journal that just explains, it gets into a little bit of science as to, you know, us, you know, why we're giving to people and gives people a framework to be more focused on helping others. And really when you start helping others, that's when things start coming back to you. So I've given you a link. People can download it for free. I don't even collect an email address. It's just take it. If you want it, great. Pass it on to somebody else. That's fine. I just want to try and help as many people as I can.
Awesome. So here's how you're going to get it. We have the ProfitConnectors.club portal. It's ProfitConnectors.club. That's the web address. You just go in there. It's free to go in, and you can get Frank's gift today. You can find out his contact information, his bio, of course, this podcast, and give you access to Frank and all of our other guests that we've had on the podcast and access to their gifts as well. So, Frank, before we go, do you have any parting words that you would like to share?
Well, people always ask me, what's the one thing I can do today to get myself networked? And my answer is pretty consistent. Well, it is consistent. Find something you're passionate about and volunteer. You know, maybe it's homelessness, maybe it's pet charities, maybe it's youth sports. It's something in your community. Get out there because we as humans are looking for people to do nice. We're looking for others who are doing things like that. But the other beautiful thing about getting out there and doing those things is it is absolutely networking, and you are networking with people who share the same passion you do, and they're going to find out about you. They're going to, well, what's that sharing about? You know, somebody's going to know, and they're going to talk about it. So that's probably the most powerful thing you could start to do to get yourself networked.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Frank, for joining us. And thank you for showing up. Every time that you show up, you improve yourself. So when you show up, your future self thanks you. And remember, it's your impact. Go make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors. That's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website ProfitConnectors.club. That's ProfitConnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.